Elevation. We have three main elevation bends we talk about when we are trip planning and looking at our avalanche bulletin. They're alpine, treeline, and below treeline. Alpine. So when we're in the alpine, we have open slopes, no trees. Not all mountains have alpine. It contains the terrain that is usually the most exposed to sun, wind, cold, and precipitation, and the start zones of large avalanche paths usually start here. Treeline, enjoyable tree skiing, nicely spaced trees. We do see exposure to sun, wind, cold, and precip, but it is generally less here than in the alpine, but also greater than below treeline. Start zones of large avalanche paths or tracks of avalanche paths can run through here, and we can expect to find well-preserved surface hoar in treeline, so something we want to watch out for. Below treeline, always a bit of a struggle. We find tight trees. It's kind of the heinous part of the tour that you just need to get through. Covered by forest, usually sees a lot less sun, wind, cold, and precip. We can find a variable snowpack here and can see more crust throughout the winter with it being lower elevation. Our runout zones may clear out areas below treeline. It's important to know what elevation band we're headed to for the day so we know what problems we're dealing with. The alpine may have a wind slab problem, the treeline may have a surface hoar problem, and below treeline might have a crust. We typically travel through all three of these zones unless we have a day of tree skiing planned or a helicopter ride to the alpine. It's also extremely important to know what elevation we are headed to in meters. Our freezing level can fluctuate greatly throughout the season. Let's say we had a rain event up to 1800 meters, we will definitely want to know the elevation of where we are going so we can adjust accordingly for the conditions.